a reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, as God is faithful, our word to you is not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was proclaimed to you by us, Silvanus and Timothy and me, was not yes and no, but yes has been in him. For however many are the promises of God, their yes is in him. Therefore, the amen from us also goes through him to God for glory. For the one who gives us security with you in Christ and who has anointed us is God. He has also put his seal upon us and given the Spirit in our hearts as a first installment. The word of the Lord. Lord, let your face shine on me. Lord, let your face shine on me. Wonderful are your decrees, therefore I observe them. The revelation of your word sheds light, gives understanding to the simple. Lord, let your face shine on me. I gasp with open mouth in my yearning for your commands. Turn to me in pity as you turn to those who love your name. Lord, let your face shine on me. Steady my footsteps according to your promise, and let no iniquity rule over me. Let your countenance shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. Lord, let your face shine on me. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. And so again today we hear from Jesus that talks about that our light must shine. And again, no matter how much the darkness is, light is always stronger. So again, all of our deeds must be to push the Father and to point towards the Father and thus bring light into the world. Our job is not to curse the dark. Our job is to bring the light into the darkness and conquer the darkness. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and pray.